From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nicole Ogrisco with the news on this day in Maine, Monday, September 22nd, 2025. A Lewiston man charged in the gun death of his four-year-old stepson pleaded not guilty in Androscoggin County Superior Court today. Robert McCoy is facing charges of manslaughter and endangering the welfare of a child after Jasper Smith died of a gunshot wound to the head in May. The child's aunt, Laura Smith, has said that she and others called Child Protective Services multiple times because they were concerned about the health and safety of Jasper and other children in the household. McCoy's bail is set at $300,000. Congresswoman Shelley Pingree says she's alarmed by reports that ICE is denying immigration attorneys access to its office in Scarborough. As Ari Snyder reports, the 1st District Democrat is requesting an official oversight visit to the facility.
During a virtual press conference on Monday, Pingree said her office started getting reports last month that ICE was blocking attorney access and that it's since become a growing trend.
This practice of not allowing you to bring your attorney in, say, to the ICE facility in Scarborough, is unheard of, never happened before.
In a written statement, the Portland-based Immigrant Legal Advocacy Project says its clients have been denied attorney access, quote, multiple times over the past several months. Pingree sent a letter to the Department of Homeland Security Monday requesting an official oversight visit to the facility. She says Scarborough town officials have also tried to get access to the office but have been denied entry. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Ari Snyder.
The U.S. Coast Guard has scaled back its proposal to eliminate more than 350 navigational buoys from New England waters. That number has now been reduced to about 230 after Coast Guard officials say they received more than 3,000 comments from mariners about the original proposal. The agency says the goal is to strike the right balance with physical navigational aids and more modern tools such as GPS and electronic charts. The Coast Guard says it's accepting comments about the new plan until November 15th. Two men who died trying to stop the man responsible for the mass shooting in Lewiston back in 2023 are being awarded the Carnegie Medal for Heroism. The Carnegie Hero Fund Commission describes the medal as the highest civilian honor for heroism in North America. Patty White reports.
Jason Walker and Michael Delorier of Sebattis were bowling together along with their partners at Just in Time Recreation when the shooter entered the bowling alley, shot an employee at the counter, and started walking toward a set of crowded bowling lanes. Both men then ran at the shooter, and when his gun jammed, Walker tried to kick it away. Delorier then rushed the assailant in an attempt to grab the gun. Both men were shot several times. The two are credited with saving lives by giving others in the bowling alley time to flee. Walker and Delorier are among 18 people from the U.S. being honored by the Carnegie Hero Commission for taking extraordinary risk to save others. Commission spokesperson Jules Frainer says each case is thoroughly and independently investigated. She calls the actions of the two friends at the bowling alley, quote, the personification of hope in action. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
And New Balance today marked the completion of its $65 million expansion at its factory in Skowhegan, adding 120,000 square feet to the building. Senator Susan Collins highlighted New Balance's work in the surrounding community and its dedication to American manufacturing.
New Balance has shown the world that given a level playing field, there is nothing that American workers cannot do, and no challenge that they cannot meet.
New Balance employs about 400 workers in Skowhegan, one of the company's five manufacturing facilities in Maine, New Hampshire, and Massachusetts. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit MainePublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, the latest on vaccines and other public health issues. I'm Nicole Ogrisco. Thanks for listening.